Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Oh, Terry, I'm going to answer you, boy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
We're good. We can just roll with this, guys. Done at GCN. Let's just take it from here. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. I got to answer Terry here. Man, hey, Terry, I got you on Top Chat right now. You're the anti-vaccination baloney guy. I want you to call in, and I want you to challenge me, please. The number's 1-866-582-9933. See, you're the type of people that I'm talking about. You go in there on Top Chat, and you poison the flow. You poison the information, okay? That's why we have the lines wide open for you, Terry. Here, let me say it again. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm waiting for Terry to call in. He said the anti-vaccination baloney is just that. Baloney. I'm waiting for you to call me, Terry. I can't wait for you to call in. I want you to challenge me on national radio. You have 133 cities. What an opportunity you have to take me to task. And Bill Gates wouldn't even get on the radio with me. I guarantee you he wouldn't. Because facts are stubborn things. There's not two sides to facts. And I'm fixing to give you some. I'm just waiting for you to call. No phone call. 1-866-TERRY. 582-9933. In the meantime, folks, we'll hope Terry calls in. If he doesn't, I'm going to highlight his post to you. And then I'm going to play a little audio for you, okay? I want to finish this segment out. And what I want to do is I want to highlight the fact, again, that CNBC, just came out with the politicians working hand in glove with the mainstream media. They want to remind you that there's nothing you can do to vaccine companies if there are serious side effects. Keep in mind, these are also the same people trying to force you through fear and force compliance to take it, because if you don't take it and you don't get your card, life is not going back to normal for you. Okay? If it had legs of its own, friends, it wouldn't use Yale University to try to come up with methods to manipulate the American people as to why they have to take the vaccination. Right? Now we're finding these politicians on a global scale getting their vaccinations, but what they forget is the plungers down or the caps on. They think that we don't have eyes to see and ears to hear, friends. I'm paying attention. I mean, there's no truth in these people. Here, as a matter of fact, you know when I use the statistic, 94% of the American people don't believe the media? Who told you that we need vaccinations? The same ones selling you the virus. I thought you didn't believe them. Romans 1:18, right? John 8:44, 11% approval rating from Congress. You don't trust the government. Who told you there's a virus? The same two entities that I'm highlighting right now that are telling you that there's a virus. You're a bunch of hypocrites. Is what the American people are. A bunch of hypocrites. We got Jeff calling in from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, Brad. Just want to wish you, your wife, and Tim and his wife a happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
I put a link in the chat room. I don't know if you were, but a nursing home not far from me in North Affin County. They are offering the nursing home workers $750 to take the vaccine, and that's funded by state and county taxes.
Yep. Can I add to that, too? We also know that the medical industry is taking money to make sure that everybody takes their vaccinations. And if they take it, they get paid. That's right.
Yes.
That's exactly right. So in whose money are they using, friends? Our money. They're using our tax dollars. They're reallocating our tax dollars to use them against us. That's exactly what's happening in this country. And Americans know it, my friend. They know it. I'll give you the last word, Jeff.
Basically, you know, since I have an interest in nursing homes, being a survivor of abuse a couple years ago, that I think this is going to be the big con job throughout the country. I think
it
what
is.
Happened here is
yep.
going to lay the foundation for not just, you know, some hospitals, some nurses already said they're not taking it, but
yeah, a good portion of them. Yep.
Yes, but in the nursing homes, they're going to get bought out. You know, they're going to see the green to get it.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Well, thank you for your call, brother, and Merry Christmas to you, too, as well, my friend. Waiting for Mark to give me a call, or Terry, I'm sorry. Terry, waiting for your call, Mr. Anti-Vaccination. Waiting for your call. You're telling everybody it's baloney. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, listen, I'm responding. I'm contending for what I know is true. I want to get back to this point, if I can get to the point. My goodness, Bradley, you're a long-winded brother from another mother. I know. Oh, my goodness. Here, I want to get down to this professor's comment, and then I will bring it to a conclusion, okay? We have a professor that came out and said that the American people, to the American people through CNBC, that vaccine companies are immune to lawsuits. No, this is what they're telling you. Isn't this interesting? Look at the timing, friends. There's nothing you can do about it. This professor wants you to know that, listen, the vaccine companies, they can't be sued for money damages in court. No! This is the mainstream media. You just can't do that. They have a sovereign immunity. They have a sovereign immunity. Really? Whoa. My Declaration of Independence. See, this is what I'm talking about. Professors, they're so smart, right? They don't know how to tell the truth. The Bible says in Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Sovereign immunity in American government, Article 6, Section 2, is the supremacy clause. That's what everybody submits to, starting with the President of the United States of America, all three branches of government down to the rest of civil government and through civil government. Nobody is above the law. But the professor wants you to believe, right? It's a hit piece. It's a propaganda piece is what it is. They want you to believe that they have a sovereign immunity, just like their father, the devil, which is found in Isaiah 14. Remember how he wanted to ascend above God's throne? Yep, that's how these people, that's how they live, and that's how they act too. And the American people have given them permission to do so. You can't sue the FDA for approving or disapproving a drug, said Dorit Rice, a professor at the University of California, Hastings College of Law. That's part of its sovereign immunity. Sovereign immunity came from the king, she says, explains Dunn, referring to British law before the American Revolution. You couldn't sue the king, so America has sovereign immunity, and even each state has sovereign immunity. Baloney. Article 6, Section 2. The Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all the treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws or any state to the contrary withstanding. Sovereign immunity? No, friends. No such thing. That's what they want you to believe. That's why they act like demigods. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That's amazing. Terry, we're waiting for you, Mr. Terry. Half-truths Bradley's telling. Half-truths Bradley is telling you. This is a bunch of anti-vaccination baloney Terry is telling us. Terry, 1-866-582-9933. Here, Terry, why don't you go ahead and listen to this really quick? In the meantime, I'm just going to share this with our listeners while we still wait for you to call in. 1-866-582-9933. Are we playing the doctor during the deposition, or are we playing the nurse being, well, where she takes the time to confront the city council? Which one? The doctor. This is a doctor during a deposition. He's under sworn oath to answer the truth concerning what's inside of vaccinations. Terry here on our Top Chap live stream, he wants everybody to think it's a bunch of baloney, and I'm giving you half truths. I want to give you more than half of the truth. I want to give you 100% of the truth, and I want you to hear it directly from an atheist doctor who is actually creating these vaccinations to tell you from his own mouth as to what's really inside of those vaccinations. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
Oh, yes, influenza.
Do any vaccines contain gelatin from pigs?
Yes.
Gelatin from pigs. Any
vaccines in the childhood vaccine schedule contain human albumin?
Wow.
Oh, yes.
And what is human albumin?
Human albumin is part of the human serum. Oh. Part of the blood that is liquid.
That could be problematic, right?
Well, it could be. I mean, if the individual is not healthy.
Or if maybe some of the human blood components bind to some of the aluminum and develop antibodies, self-antibodies, correct?
If they develop antibodies against a certain component,
Terry,
that would
not be good. Terry, we're waiting for you, Terry.
Do vaccines in the childhood
Come
vaccine
on, Terry.
Schedule contain MRC5 human diploid cells?
Yes. Rubella?
Yeah.
Varicella? Hepatitis A?
What are MRC5
yeah.
cells?
They are human fibroblast cell strain.
Wow.
They were created by taking fetal tissue.
Fetal tissues.
And,
animal. issues
from a particular fetus that was aborted by maternal choice.
Wow.
And the cells, the so-called fibroblast cells, were cultivated.
Terry!
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Well, they used to, but I don't think anything is made in those cells anymore.
If you could turn to page 3 for MMR.
I'm waiting for Terry to call in. Terry just deleted part of his
list that lists WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts.
If I was Terry, I would have did it too.
I do see that.
Come on, Terry.
Isn't it true that human DNA vaccines is typically purposely fragmented?
Yes, I would say mostly for theoretical reasons. Doesn't want to put DNA into intact DNA into vaccines.
Come
These
on,
fetuses,
Terry.
Were all 3 months or older when aborted, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this is what's inside
what
of vaccination.
Did you from these fetuses?
I'm giving you half truth,
well,
friend.
I didn't personally harvest any, but a whole range of tissues were harvested. By co-workers.
Interesting.
And these pieces were then cut up into little pieces, right?
Yes.
And they
human
were
human babies
cultured.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Some of the
yep.
pieces of the fetuses were pituitary.
Good job, Terry. You can go ahead and turn that down. Terry just proved the point. Terry just deleted his script. He just, folks, he just deleted his comments. What's going on, Terry? See, this is what happens, folks. This is why they don't call into the show. Because they know that they're just trying to poison the feed. They're trying to poison the conversation. And when I take the time out to call them out for who they are, they don't call in because they don't want to be called out under the carpet. That's why it hasn't happened in 17 years, friends. That's why they don't call in. See, by the way, this guy is exactly the way the media reports. They just go in there and they try to get you to question the truth, just like Satan did. When he spoke to Eve, hath God said? Really? Is it the truth? Is he really the one to tell you? This is what the media does. This is what useful idiots do, friends. By the way, that was Dr. Stanley Plotkin. Look it up. The video is easily accessible. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can find it easily. And the fact of the matter is, again, friends, I'm sick and tired of these kind of people out there trying to poison the truth. And it's what they do. Where's Terry at, man? All of you guys responding to Terry in the thousands, where's he at? That's what I thought. They could pitch it. See, this is, folks, the Russians, the communists have a tactic that if they feel your mush, they are to proceed, keep attacking. But when they feel your steel, they retreat. What happened, Terry? What happened? There's 429 comments on one social outlet, 430 on one social outlet, just one alone. And we get one guy saying that this is all anti-vaccination baloney. Well, I just played Dr. Stanley Plotkin for you. I got a plethora of doctors, if you'd like to listen to the facts of the matter. He was under sworn oath during a deposition telling you what's inside of those vaccinations. There's nothing good inside of them. Nothing. And furthermore, even going before that, the Lord says that the life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. And what is it that these minions of hell, what do they want to do? They want to go for your DNA. They want to go for the life that's in your blood. And look at the side effects, right? When you go to Leviticus 19:19, it talks about not mixing. Now, there's a reason. Without fail, wherever man seems to get in there and they got their eyes off of the Lord, this is what happens. This is what it becomes. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I know all of my friends over there on social platform outlets, I know you're with us. We're in this together, but we can do this. This is how you deal with them. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. What happens when you stand up against the wolves? They turn and run. And keep in mind, my shepherd, you know what? Not only is he the good shepherd, but he's also the lion of the tribe of Judah. And you know what the Word of God does? Just like Augustine said, the Word of God is like a lion. Just let it go and it will defend itself. And that's exactly what people in this country need to begin to stand up and do and trust the living God. He's our shield and our buckler. He's the horn of our salvation is what He is, friends. Oh, I was just hoping for this brother to call in and call us out. We got Jeremy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. I want to tell something to Terry here. But we need to clarify something. When about 99% of the people who are infected with this viral disease recover, why do we need such a drastic rush, and why do
exactly.
we have such a drastic need for this vaccine? And we can't even get accurate numbers on these cases. They're probably, I'm sure the cases are overinflated because they use this PCR testing, which is, it overinflates it. That's its nature. It overinflates the cases because of how it,
Jeremy, you're exactly right. Jeremy, just this last week, we highlighted the fact that Cambridge University, 99% of the kids that were tested, this is all factual information, 99% of those that were tested, they came back false positive. In other words, they were told to the American people, look, everybody's got COVID. No, they need the statistics to continuously blow this, to sensationalize this virus to be something that it's not. Jeremy, my friends, just got done telling you that the recovery rate is 97 to 99.75%. So why is it blown up to be something that it's not? Because whoever offers you the virus, they are also offering you the vaccination. They play the problem creator. They don't want you to know that it's them. What they do, history teaches us, they come around on the other side. They play the problem solver. It's exactly what's going on. But the problem that we're having here, my friend, is, and I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to add that before I forgot it. But the fact of the matter is, what we're seeing today, Jeremy, is the fact that it's not the virus that's under attack. It's the American people.
That's right. It's lies and deception. We got to stand up, and we can't be afraid. Americans cannot be afraid. If they're afraid, then they're not free.
Amen.
And, we need to use our freedom. We need to fight for our freedom by using our freedom. Otherwise, we lose our freedom.
Exactly.
God, give them freedom.
Amen. Amen.
I'm fed up with it. I'm getting mad. I want to do something. I can't. I don't know what to do.
Amen. Well, let's just do something because, listen, the enemy's on the right. He's on the left. He's in front of us and he's behind us. But I want the people in this country to understand, a majority of us, friends, I have a national, international ministry. We're saying the same things. The only one that's telling us anything different is the mainstream media. Shut the television off, 2 Corinthians 6:17, James 4:4, Psalm 101, verse 3, and get into the Word of God. The Lord said that He would anoint your eyes that you might see, and He'd open your ears that you might hear. We have nothing to resort to. Our backs are up against the wall, and that's the history of the church. What an opportunity, Jeremy, that we have right now to prove the living God. Thank you for your call. I got a hard break. Once again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you're going to make this your show, make it your show. Still got a couple points I need to make, but I would love to hear from you. Pro or con? 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for the call, Jeremy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is working through the weekend to try to pass a nearly $1 trillion coronavirus relief package.
The plan being put forward includes $600 stimulus payments for many Americans and provides money for renters, schools, and people who need food aid. As far as if something will get done in Washington, D.C., Democrat Senator from Maryland Ben Cardin tells Fox News,
I think it is very probable that we're going to get a deal done. I'm very optimistic that we'll have an agreement reached as early as today and voted on by tomorrow. It's very possible. I can tell you in regards to the package that I've been working on small business, we have completed our work.
Distribution of a second COVID-19 vaccine is getting underway this weekend after FDA approval. That's the word from General Gus Perna, the chief operating officer of Operation Warp Speed, USA Radio News. Senator Elizabeth Warren is hoping an issue she brought up on the campaign trail gets more traction in Congress.
She wants to put an end to lawmakers making individual stock trades. Senator Warren's proposed ban is part of a broader anti-corruption plan that she promoted on the presidential campaign trail. Georgia Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who faced two Democrats in a runoff election on January 5th, have recently come under fire for buying and selling stocks of which they had sensitive information. Former Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina and a number of House members and aides have also been subject to scrutiny for trading stocks. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Week 15 of the NFL season continues on Saturday with the Denver Broncos hosting the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff for that game just after 4:30 Eastern time. And in the nightcap, the Green Bay Packers host the Carolina Panthers. That game set to kick off just after 8:15 Eastern time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Okay. Okay. You guys have made it your show thus far. 1-866-582-9933. I was going to get to another topic, but obviously we can see that that's not happening. We will stick to this topic, 1-866-582-9933, talking about unlawfully corralling you into taking vaccinations, the mainstream media hand in glove with politicians, and on the other side, the same mainstream media, namely CNBC, is coming out and telling you and reminding you that there's nothing you can do to vaccine companies if there's serious side effects. I want you to keep in mind that when this just came out last week, after the first day, across the boards, we started seeing the side effects immediately. This is why it's called Operation Warp Drive. They want to get it into your arm before you have time to see what the side effects are, yet we already know what the side effects are. We even have seen it on live television now. We've seen reports from Alaska to Tennessee, across the United States, concerning what's happening when you take man for his word. Reprobate fallen man. And to those that are just going along with this, 11% approval rating with Congress, 94% of the people don't believe the media. Who told you that there's a virus? The same one selling you the vaccination. That was for someone that just turned the radio on. I know it was. You want to call in 1-866-582-9933. Hey, listen, I wanted to tell you really quick, too. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, everybody's doing everything through mail right now. We have sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Folks, we have cool coffee cups on your request. I didn't come up with this stuff. This is the stuff that you asked for, and we responded. Like, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, which I promise I will get to. The church is called to be the good that overcomes the evil. That proceeds Romans 13. And all the powers that have been given are subject to God. And magistrates are ordained ministers of God for what? For good, not evil. Okay? We're going to put it right side up because the modern day hirelings in the pulpits today have turned it upside down. Okay, they taught it completely backwards. And you can see across America today that the professed Christians in this country, a majority of them, have submitted to the state rather than to God. And if you just want a little salt on the end of your tongue, just go ahead and read Daniel 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Did they bow? Nope. If you don't bow, you don't burn. We'll get to that next week. I promise. You made this your show today, and I'm going to continue this topic. 1-866-582-9933. When you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store. There's t-shirts. There's statements. There's Christian statements that are being made. They'll spark up. They'll provoke conversation. There is membership that you can be a part of concerning what it is that we do and what it is that we're doing. There's dog tags. People just ask us, will you make some dog tags with sonsoflibertymedia.com or 1 John 3:18 on them? So we did. These are your ideas. We're just responding to the listenership. We're not making the Lord's house a den of thieves in any sense of the word. We're just, folks, when I'm walking down the street and I got a t-shirt on and someone says, hey, I like that shirt. I like that quote. Well, what does that mean to you? So there's a conversation to break into a gospel message. Law of grace, Galatians 3:24, Acts 20, verse 21. And folks, it happens all day long. I have billboards up, folks, to provoke the people. And pointing my finger, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. My job as a preacher is to point my finger at Him, and I'm constantly doing it. But I would encourage you for Christmas, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Look at the t-shirts, look at the cups, look at the statements that are on them, look at the scriptures that are on them. Folks, it's not none of this mamby-pamby false grace that's being taught in the church today. And keep in mind, the church today and the hirelings that occupy those pulpits, a good portion of them, hands down, are the very ones that have advocated abortion, homosexuality, illegal infiltration, and the list goes on. Corruption in government, that is a reflection of the church. John Adams said the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. So, church, we have nobody else to blame for what's wrong but ourselves. And when we repent before a just and a holy God, Exodus 20, that drives us to the foot of the cross, Galatians 3:24, where we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we are then mandated to bring answers to the world. Christians, it's our job to bring answers to the world. We are not called to bring the problems to the world. Though we show you what the problems are, by the grace of God, we are empowered to conquer them in Jesus' name. Promised. God is not a man that He should lie. You know what we should spend time on? Preachers that are listening to me, you know what we need to spend our time on? We need to start preaching the Word of God the way it is, because in Scripture, instead of talking about what we can't do, why don't we start keeping our eyes fixed on the King, the Governor of the universe, the God of all creation, and show Him what He's willing to do as we trust in Him, because Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did. And let me add this, nowhere can you find in Scripture, nowhere can you find in Scripture where the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot find in Scripture where He fails a man or a faithful woman of God. You cannot find it. How come we don't talk about that? That's what we talk about here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Also, do consider supporting this ministry, friends. November and December are always the hardest time for ministries. Please consider supporting us. I'm going to get back to the topic right now. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I know that there was a couple calls on there just a couple of moments ago. You fell off. Call back. I'll pull you up. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to get to the conclusion of this, and hopefully we're going to get a couple more comments and callers. But this, going back to this professor talking about these vaccine manufacturers, this coming from the mainstream media, this coming from a law professor. Folks, I want to tell you what. I preach to law professors. I preach a law class at Liberty University almost every year. I haven't been there in a couple years, but I usually preach down there. And when I take time to preach to professors at colleges, I want to tell you what. Whoa! Those folks, full from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. How do I say this? They are reprobate. They are ignorant of who we are as a people. They are communists, full-fledged. They are ignorant. Let me say that. They have been indoctrinated. And they're the ones teaching your kids today. Not in every given scenario, but a good portion of them, no question about it. Why did I bring that up? Because I'm talking about a professor at the University of California that's talking about that part concerning the state. It has its own sovereign immunity. And what we're talking about is how politicians in the mainstream media want to remind you that there's nothing you can do to vaccine companies if there's serious side effects to the COVID-19 vaccine. Who reported this? CNBC. Okay? She wants to remind you, for some reason or another, that they are immune to lawsuits. Look at the wordplay. Look at the indoctrination. Okay, these indoctrinated ones want to indoctrinate you, too. And they want you to believe that these companies cannot be sued for money damages in court over injuries related to the administration or use of products to treat or protect against COVID. Oh, really? What, no, let me say this, because they've already taken two steps forward. It's called the Hegelian dialectic, and then they take a step back. Everything that they're saying, they don't have the lawful right to do in the first place, so why are we talking about it? I'm just showing you how far advanced they pushed this, because they've been encouraged by the 88% of you guys out there that are wearing your masks, which, by the way, if you look at the mask, it says right on there, will not prevent the COVID-19 virus, will not prevent disease. It says it right on your keg. Well, if Bill Gates, who's not a doctor, tells me it's going to, you know, be advantageous for me to put it on my face, then I better do it. Or what about Anthony Fauci, you know, that little bureaucrat? Unelected, though he is, he seems like a pretty smart guy, though he hasn't seen a patient in over 20 years. Oh, by the way, did I tell you I also work, Anthony Fauci, did I also tell you that I happen to be one of the board members of Bill Gates, the billionaire? So in other words, what I'm telling you, friends, I just told on myself. I've sold my soul, and I want to make the most of it. Well, I'm here, you know, because I believe I can take my riches to hell with me. No, you can't. Nor can you save your own soul alive. This is what they want you to believe, friends. This is just telling you this garbage here. Remember, vaccine manufacturers aren't the ones approving their product for mass distribution, said this professor. Which begs the question, can you sue the... Listen to these questions that are proposed. Can you sue the U.S. government if you have an extraordinarily bad reaction to a vaccine? This is the mainstream media that's trying to use fear to force you into getting a vaccination. Wow. You know what they said? Again, the answer is no. I can't make this up. They are telling on themselves every step of the way. In other words, what they're saying is the vaccine companies can do whatever they want to you, and they are immune. They are impervious. They are safeguarded through policies that undermine constitutional laws, and they're the politicians that have sold themselves out to these special interest groups right there to enforce the same message. But if the American people knew the law, guess what? Both groups would be in jail right now, wouldn't they? Yes, they would. Yes, they would. Or if you expose these people for who they are, you just might end up dead. You know, a shotgun blast to your head 14 times, and then they reported through the papers that you committed suicide. I said 14 times to the head, right? And then the American people just give it a pass. Gosh. So we're told by this professor that you can't sue these companies. You can't sue the FDA neither for approving or disapproving the drug. That's a part of its sovereign immunity, she said. Oh, my goodness, friends. This, if there's a definition of propaganda, I've never seen a purer form of it than what I'm highlighting right now. I've never seen a pure form. 1-866-582-9933. One more segment. I'm going to take Jeff right on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Those radio voices going on, don't we? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com taking Jeff from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Hello? Do we have Jeff? We got hold. Am I waiting for Jeff? I see Jeff on there, but it says hold. GCN guys, am I doing something wrong here? Because I don't know why I can't pull up Jeff. Oh, gotcha. We had a little glitch here. My bad. Oh, my goodness. We got Jeff there?
Yeah, Jeff's here.
Hey, Jeff. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
It's Jeff from the Lord's Disciples, brother.
Oh, hey, cool, Jeff. Nice to hear from you.
Yay. We've heard from you a couple other times. You didn't realize who I was, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Anyway, I just got to say, there's another scripture on that that's very, very important about that. That's before Romans 13. And it said Jesus told the disciples, I didn't come to bring peace.
Amen. Matthew 10.
I came to bring violence.
That's right.
Violence I get by folks.
Amen.
That's from Jesus' own mouth.
Yep. You know? For truth's sake, though, I don't want to incite some dude that doesn't have a grasp on the sword of the Word of God here. But yeah. I just want to make sure that that's for the truth's sake, friends. But you're exactly right. Matthew 10:34.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Our problem, what we're running into right now, what's going on up there in Washington, is in 38, Roosevelt, the Democrats' favorite president, basically sold the United States to the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, and they rewrote the Constitution, put us under maritime law. If you look at the original Constitution, the United States is lowercase.
Yeah.
America is a capital A
Yep. Lowercase.
Yeah, you're right. This all happened in, it began in 1871. Here's the point, though, because this has been happening incrementally, Jeff. The bottom line is, the only reason that they're getting away with what they're getting away with is because the people are letting them get away with. And what I'm saying that is it's outside of who we are as a people. When the people realize who they are and they take upon themselves what it is that they're supposed to take upon themselves and quit calling out the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all the bad guys in the world and start lawfully dealing with them, guess what? We're going to win the day. I mean, if the church is willing to fight for, you know, whatever the church is willing to fight for, God's willing to give us the very things that we're willing to fight for.
But the church is afraid if they start doing that, they're going to start, they can't pay their big, light bills every month. They can't pay their, $1,500 property taxes every month. The
priest is
going to get his 2-week vacation in Aruba.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you ever look at what God does and who he uses when he chooses to lead the way? Like a Moses who led 2 to 3 million individuals out of Egypt. And by the way, what released them, the sacrifice was the blood of the Lamb, a type of Christ, first and foremost. And it's interesting to note the first thing he did was chain them to Sinai. God's moral law. And Jesus said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, who establishes the law through faith," Romans 3:31. And I know we're saved by grace, but what does grace do? As Augustine said, the law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. We repent for violating God's moral law, and we put our faith in Jesus Christ. So with that said, I'm in total agreement, but you know what? It's not my job to sit there and highlight the crimes. When I look at, for example, the son of Dodo, Eleazar, when he saw all the children of Israel turn in the day of battle concerning the Philistines, when it was their time to take off the oppressive measures of the Philistines, he took them on by himself. Look at Gideon. He called him by himself. Look at Moses and Aaron. He called them by themselves. Look at Saul and Jonathan. He called them by themselves. And then he picks out 12 stinky fishermen, and he calls them by themselves, and they turned the world right side up. And that's what we're called to do.
One was one of the hatest people in the land because he was a Jew that collected tax from the Jews for Rome. That was Matthew, the one who wrote.
Yep. Yeah, well, Levi was too. Yeah, there was a couple of them, but yeah, you're exactly right. Jeff, for the sake of time, thank you for the phone call. Folks, again, keep in mind, when the Lord calls you out, he doesn't use a majority to prevail. He uses a minority. I can go down the list concerning the people that he used. Look at the major prophets, the minor prophets. They were alone for the most part. I mean, you have Elijah, you have Elisha, but when you look at the Lord, when he leads a people out of bondage, what do you see? He'll use judges, he'll use Deborah, he'll use Gideon, the list goes on, but it's always the one. And you know, the fact of the matter is I never put my trust into the arm of the flesh. And I was thinking about something I said earlier in Psalm 27. King David didn't care if the whole world was against him. He knew that if God was on his side, that he was going to win the day, and he did. And he did. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4, because that's what he was set to do, was to take down the corruption and establish righteousness in their place. And so it is with the church, okay? And the bottom line is, friends, is we need to understand there's only one Paul. And remember when everybody forsook Paul, he said, "The Lord stood with me." Paul wasn't moved by the fact that he had to stand alone. He still knew that the God of all creation was with him in Jesus' name. The Holy Ghost is with him. The Father was with him in power. And we need to understand something, friends, really quick for the sake of time. When Jesus said, "It is finished," why is it the church is out there busy talking about what the enemy is doing rather than understanding that he's a defeated foe and that the Lord Jesus Christ already gave us power to conquer every step of the way? That's the history of the church. That's the history of the church. We are called to bring the answers, friends, and don't ever forget that. We got Rick calling from Indiana. We got a short amount of time. Thank you for calling in, my friend. What say you?
Hey, Bradley. How are you, brother?
I'm doing really good. About to run out of my voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, I love your show. And because of the people that you've had on there, I've been able to start a constitutional militia in my local area.
Amen.
So I thank you very much for that. I believe the Bible when it says don't mix blood. All right. I am a ordained minister, and I have searched the scriptures. I have been asked a question. What is the difference between taking the vaccine and taking a blood transfusion? I have no answer for that. Can you please help me
Diana,
so I can answer this young man's question?
If I got Diana listening to me right now, she's an RN. Diana, give me a call real quick and answer Rick's question for me, because I think one is going to be there to sustain life. One is there to basically diminish life. I feel safe that I can say that, Rick. I'm going to wait for Diana to give me a call, and I will have her answer your question if she calls in within just a couple of minutes. Okay, my friend? I appreciate the phone call. Joanne, calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Bradley, I have some information for you regarding the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act.
Okay.
Was passed in 1986, which removes all liability for any injuries from the pharmaceutical companies.
Yep. I highlighted this during the first hour. But, yes, thank you for the reminder. Yep, thank you, though. This is important stuff.
It's the National Vaccine Injury Court has no judge, no jury, no legal precedent, no public hearings.
Yep,
and
yep.
It's very difficult. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been fighting against this.
That's right.
And he said also, the last time I heard from him, there has been over $4 billion paid out by the government, the government, to cover some of these damages, but it is a very small amount and a very small number of people who ever get heard.
Yep.
It takes 2 years. You have to have an attorney, very good attorney, who only probably does this sort of work. So I just wanted to let you know.
No, I totally appreciate it. And by the way, I do pay attention to Robert Kennedy. He acts like his dad often. And I'll tell you what, when I see him acting like his daddy, I'm very inspired by the truth and righteousness that he needs to establish. So I totally appreciate your phone call, Joanne, in so many different ways. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, so finally, friends, I didn't get my phone call from Diana, the RN, but I will get to it next show on Monday. We're on 6 days a week. I want to bring this to a conclusion. As far as what we were talking about earlier, politicians and mainstream media want to remind you that there's nothing you can do, just like our friend Joanne just told us from Minnesota. Then we have a college professor telling us that they're a part of a sovereign immunity. Baloney. Article 6, Section 2 is the law of the land. Everything falls to the law of the land, not to their opinions, not to their indoctrinations, not to their lies, not to their propaganda. The Article 6, Section 2, take time to read it, friends, because I'm here to tell you, as much as they would love for you to believe that they are above the law with their sovereign immunities, I'm again here to remind you that that is not true, and I am humored by their arrogance and stupidities in so many different ways. Again, as much as they want you to believe that they are above the law, read Isaiah 14, 12 through 13. That's exactly what Satan did. They are not. They receive delegated authority from we the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. That's found in the Declaration of Independence. And you can rest assured that we the people did not delegate to the politicians or the vaccine companies an authority to give immunities over to the vaccine companies from the very laws that they have sworn to uphold. We need to think through what's going on in this country, friends. We're being lied to. We're being assailed. We are under attack. Folks, this is not happening from a third world country. It's happening from within, and we need to stand up and be what God has called us to be. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in, a day in 23. See ya.
For dead. Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.